सायं विष्णु पाद परम हम से परे बजा के जाय जाय सुता ऋषि श्रीमान फिर जवाइन ग्रेस ऐसी भक्त विनंत स्वामी शिल प्रभुपाद की जाय अनंत कोरी वैष्णव वृंद की जाय नमाचार्य हरिदास ठाकुर की जाय प्रेम से कौ श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य पवनितानंद श्री अद्वैत गौर श्री गौर भक्त वृंद की जाय श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोविंद श्याम कुंद राध कुंद गिरि गौरान की जाय श्री वृंदावन धाम की जाय नवद्वीप माय पुरनाम की जाय श्री जीवन माय गंग माय भक्ति देवी तुलसी देवी की जाय शिल प्रभुपाद की जाय गौर प्रेमानंद हरि बोल ऑल ग्लोरीज टू सम डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू सम डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू सम डिवोटीज जय श्री श्री गुरु एंड गौरांगा ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद् भागवतम Canto 1, Chapter 13, Text 16. Yudhisthira labha rajo chishtva pautram kulandaram bratribir loka palabair mude Paraya Shriya Yudhisthira Labdha Rajyo Drishtva Pautram Kulam Dharam Bhatribir Lokapala Bhair Mumude Paraya Shriya Yudhisthira labdha rajyo Drishtva pautram kulam dharam Bhratribhir lokapala bhair Mumude paraya shriya Yudhisthira labdha rajyo Drishtva pautram kulandaram Bhatribhir lokapala bhair Mumude paraya shriya Yudhisthira labdha rajyo Drishtva pautram kulandaram Lokapala bhair Mumude paraya shriya Yudhisthira labdha rajyo Drishtva pautram kulandaram Bhatribhir lokapala bhair Mumude paraya shriya Yudhisthira labdha rajyo Drishtva pautram kulam dharam Bhatribhir lokapala bhair Mumude paraya shriya Yudhisthira labdha rajyo Drishtva pautram kulandaram Bhatribhir lokapala bhair Mumude paraya shriya Matajis Yudhisthira labdha rajyo Drishtva pautram kulandaram पृथ्वी लोकपाल भय मुझे परया शिया युधिष्ठिर लब्ध राजो श्रेष्ठ पवित्रम कुलम धराम पृथ्वी लोकपाल भय मुझे परया शिया युधिष्ठिरा युधिष्ठिर लब्ध राजा possessing his paternal kingdom. Drishtva, by seeing. Pautram, the grandson. Kulam Dharam, just suitable for the dynasty. Ratribi, by the brothers. Lokapalabai, who are all expert administrators. Mumude enjoyed life. Paraya uncommon. Shriya opulence. Translation. Having won his kingdom and observed the birth of one grandson competent to continue the noble tradition of his family, Maharaj Yudhisthira reigned peacefully and enjoyed uncommon opulence in cooperation with his younger brothers, who are all expert administrators to the common people. Purport. Both Maharaj Yudhisthira and Arjuna were unhappy from the beginning of the Battle of Kurukshetra, but even though they were unwilling to kill their own men in the fight, it had to be done as a matter of duty, for it was planned by the supreme will of Lord Sri Krishna. After the battle, Maharaj Yudhisthira was unhappy over such mass killings. Practically, there was none to continue the Kuru dynasty after them, the Pandavas. The only remaining hope was the child in the womb of his daughter-in-law, Uttara, and he was also attacked by Aswatthama. But by the grace of the Lord, the child was saved. So after the settlement of all disturbing conditions and reestablishment of the peaceful order of the state, and after seeing the surviving child, Parikshit, well satisfied, Maharaj Yudhisthira felt some relief as a human being, although he had very little attraction for material happiness, which is always illusory and temporary. Yudhisthira labdha rajyo drishtva pautram kulandaram bhratribhir lokapalabhir mumude pareya shriya. Having won his kingdom and observed the birth of one grandson competent to continue the noble tradition of his family, Maharaj Yudhisthira reigned peacefully and enjoyed uncommon opulence in cooperation with his younger brothers who were all expert administrators to the common people. Om Agyanata Mirandasya Jananjana Shalakaya Chaksur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto his lotus feet. So herein, Maharaj Yudhisthira was unhappy about the results of the Battle of Kurukshetra. Actually, the Pandavas were put through so much difficulty and so many reversals throughout their life. They had lost the kingdom in the game of dice to Shakuni, an entire kingdom, not just a few million dollars. They lost the entire kingdom of Bharatvarsha. And their wife was attempted to be disrobed by the terrible other side, ultimately in the war. Of course, Krishna saved her by giving her unlimited garment of sari so that she couldn't be disrobed. But the Pandavas were exiled. They were they were attempted to be burned in the house of lack. So many difficulties. So sometimes in our Krishna consciousness, there are reversals. But Srimad Bhagavatam tells us, Tasyaiva heto prayate to kovido, na labhyate yad brahmatam upayada. That one shouldn't endeavor for happiness or distress, because just like the distress comes of its own accord, we don't search it out. Similarly, happiness that we are due comes of its own accord. Therefore, we should simply strive for Krishna consciousness. Tasyaiva heto prayate to kovido. So, in our Krishna consciousness movement, we've seen so many examples, especially our Srila Prabhupada, when he came on the Jaladuta, he had to tolerate 2 heart attacks. I can't even imagine what a heart attack is. They thought at one point, I had a heart attack, and then the heart doctor came and said, no. His blood pressure just went low. If he had a heart attack, he'd be screaming in pain. He was talking and smiling and yelling at the doctors and assistants. I can't even imagine the pain. And Srila Prabhupada underwent 2 heart attacks. And later, even in San Francisco, underwent more difficulty. But by Krishna's grace, Krishna saved him. And Krishna wanted him, because Krishna wanted him to bring this Krishna consciousness movement to the Western world. If Srila Prabhupada had said, oh, I'm sick, let's go back to India, there would be none of us today. We wouldn't be Hari Hari Bol. We'd be, who knows, in a very scary situation. But by Krishna's grace, Srila Prabhupada, he tolerated whatever difficulty there was throughout his later years in life in order to give the world Krishna consciousness. So sometimes in our life, there may be reversal, whether it be health or mental difficulties or some social situation. But the Vaishnavi doesn't blame Krishna. But like Gajendra, the elephant, Tate nu kampam susamikshamana punjana evatma kritam vipakan. That this Gajendra was king of the elephants who were residing by Trikuta Mountain. And there was one beautiful freshwater stream. He went with all the other elephants to bathe in the stream. But while bathing, somehow or other, a crocodile grabbed a hold of his leg. Formerly, this crocodile was King Huhu, and the Gajendra was Maharaj Indradumna. They had both been cursed in their previous life and had to undergo this life of a crocodile and life of a elephant. So while the crocodile was grasping the elephant, The elephant was fighting. It says in Srimad Bhagavatam, for 1,000 years. What a fight. No one was winning, but crocodile was getting the upper hand because the water is the place for the crocodile. The elephant isn't naturally in the water. The elephant is naturally on land. Srila Prabhupada says in the purport in 10th canto, and the purport of the story of Gajendra, I think is 8th canto, that one should situate oneself where one is the strongest. That may be for some brahmacharya life, for others it may be grihastha life. But wherever one feels the strongest, one should situate themselves. So this fight was going on for 1,000 years. And Gajendra was praying to Lord Krishna. Such beautiful prayers in the 8th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Tatenu kampam susamikshamana. In purport it stated that when the devotee is in difficulty and experiencing reversals, he or she accepts it as the mercy of the Lord. That actually I should get much more severe karma due to my sinful, unholy activities. But I'm getting some token punishment. That is, Srila Prabhupada said, the secret. That the devotee turns to Krishna and prays, Tate nu kampon susamikshamana. That when these reversals take place, it is a great opportunity for me to engage in the Lord's service. Just like Queen Kunti, she was praying, let the calamities come again and again. For when I'm in a calamitous condition, we can easily remember the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Pandavas were put in so many calamities, but they were always remembering Krishna. And Krishna was saving them. He saved Draupadi. He saved the Pandavas. But even sometimes this Asvatam, he killed all the sons of Draupadi in their sleep. He was trying to get rid of the dynasty of the Pandavas. So all the sons of Draupadi, 5 sons of Draupadi, I believe, were slaughtered in their sleep in the camp at night. The chivalry of Vedic culture is such that even if there's war in the daytime, at night the battle stops and the two sides get together and discuss, and there's no tricky play at night. Of course, nowadays this chivalry is lost. There are especially surprise attacks at night or first thing in the morning. Before my time, there was Pearl Harbor. Early in the morning, surprise attack on the Hawaiian harbor by the then enemy of the United States. So this chivalry is there, but Asvatam was so demoniac that he killed the sons of Draupadi in their sleep in the night. He also tried to kill Parikshit within the womb of what was her name? Uttara. But Krishna protected him because he wanted Parikshit to rule and he wanted to bless the Pandavas to have still an heir to their kingdom. But the Pandavas, actually, they received the most amazing reversal. Srila Prabhupada discusses at the end of their life, the five Pandavas had to see hell. They all had to go to hell just to see hell. But they went to hell. The Kurus were in the heavenly planets. They were Kshatriyas. But the Pandavas had to see hell. Srila Prabhupada describes in a lecture that because they hesitated to follow Krishna, because they were hesitant, can you imagine? The temple commander tells you, Prabhuji, clean your room, and you hesitate. The Pandavas hesitated. Krishna told Arjuna to kill what turned out to be his brother, Karna, while he was off the chariot fixing the wheel. Krishna instructed him. And Arjuna hesitated. For that, he had to see hell. Yudhisthira was told by Krishna to tell a lie that what was the name of who? Ashwatthama, the elephant, is dead. He even said, because he could never tell a lie, that he said slowly under his breath, the elephant. Ashwatthama, the elephant, is dead. But he hesitated. And Bhima was told to hit Duryodhana below the belt with the club because, as you know, he wasn't protected in that area. He was blessed everywhere else with unlimited strength by his mother Gandhari. And so Krishna motioned, hit him underneath the belt, hit him below the belt. And he hesitated. For this, the Pandavas had to see hell. But ultimately, of course, they went back home, back to Godhead. Even Arjuna, it said, went in his selfsame body. So sometime we may experience reversals. Even we're engaged in devotional service, there may be some mental reversal or health reversal or some physical external reversal or our service reversal. But the devotee should remember, like Gajendra, Tattenu kampam susamikshamana punjana evatma kritam vipakan, that due to my past misdeeds, I should be undergoing so much more difficulty and pains, so much bigger reversal. But by Krishna's grace, I am experiencing only a token of what should actually happen. This is the mindset of the pure devotee, that even in the face of reversals, even in the face of great danger, we don't blame others. We don't blame Krishna. God, how could you do this to me? I'm your devotee, for crying out loud. How can you put me in this situation? No. My dear Lord, I deserve much worse. But you're giving me one token. I was in situation where I had some physical difficulty last summer. And sometimes I was actually thinking, it's this doctor's fault for giving me too much medications. It's such and such fault for, it's this temple's fault in New York for this thing, that thing, the other, the infection. I was thinking to blame anyone and everyone, till I finally read in the eighth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, there in the hospital, that it is due to our past misdeeds, and it's a token. I couldn't even imagine what could be worse, but it was a token. Obviously, there could be something much worse. Just like that story that was told the other day, I think, by Amala Bhakta Swami, about the person that was put on the changa and was going to be pierced, because of course he was let go, but in his early in his life he had pierced some insect with a twig or some kind of pointed object. So he was put into the same difficulties. Can you imagine? When I was a child, when I read that, I immediately flashed back. When I was 4 or 5 or 7, me and my friends used to go behind this one fence where they were doing construction, and there were these ant hills, and we had these what they call caps. They're called caps, I think. You put them in a gun and they go pchu, 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 pchu. So we lay the caps on the anthill and take a magnifying glass. I have to admit this sinful activity. And blow up the anthill. One at a time. Pchu, pchu. And we were laughing, having good fun. 5-year-olds. I participated. I can't even imagine what's in store. The karma I'll have to be put through for making those ants suffer. So, tatenu kampam susamikshamana punjana evatma kritam vipakan. Due to my past sinful activities, now I have to experience so much suffering. But I don't blame. I take shelter. Tasyaiva heto prayate tukovido. I take it as an opportunity. We should take it as an opportunity. The pure devotee, Srila Prabhupada, took it as an opportunity to preach more strongly, to become for ourselves more Krishna conscious, to depend more on Krishna in our daily life, and to see that Krishna is taking care of it. Krishna's hand is in everything. Don't think that Krishna doesn't know and he's not involved. His hand is in everything, especially for the devotee. He's personally taking care. And therefore, if he puts us in some calamitous condition, that is his mercy. His hand is there. Some devotees, they're getting older, they're experiencing some reversals in health, even some of the young devotees. Krishna's hand is there. We should be careful and we should be diligent in Krishna's service. But calamities come and Krishna's hand is in that. It is the modes of material nature, but Krishna is the master of the modes of material nature. And his hand is in whatever reversals or blessings take place. We're also receiving so many blessings and wonderful gifts from Krishna. Krishna has 10 hands. The Lord has 10 hands. You can't even hold all the blessings. We can't even hold the blessings in our two hands. But Krishna has 10 hands. We can't even hold on to everything. With the two, Krishna can take away. He is Hari. Hari, Hari.
Hari, Hari.
Hari,
Hari.
He takes away everything. That's his first installation. He takes away from the aspiring devotee. He takes away your sense gratification. But one who surrenders to Krishna, just like our Srila Prabhupada, pure devotee, he gives everything, so much. So many children. Srila Prabhupada gave up his, more or less, his children. Took sannyas. But he got tens of thousands of children. Grandchildren, great-grandchildren. So many buildings, Srila Prabhupada would point out. I think now there are, what, 400 major temples? And so many preaching centers, future temples of America. So Krishna gives so many blessings. He's there, but he's also there in the reversals. So we should, tasyaiva heto prayate to kovido. Take it as an opportunity that I have done so much in my past sinful activities. And I'm, what to speak, our last lives, we have no idea. In our bear life or our cucaracha life, all of our past lives, we had so many sinful activities in our past human lives and even this life. Before meeting Srila Prabhupada, most of us were pretty seriously debauchees. Maybe except if you were born in India and raised in a Brahminical family and you didn't commit the abominations that we committed. Cannot even be discussed in the temple room in front of the deities and in front of saintly people. So many sinful activities. But Krishna is just giving us some token so that we can remember him. So when we're put in these situations, just like the Pandavas, just like Yudhisthira, what to speak of Maharaj Parikshit, attacked by the Brahmastra sent by Asvatthama, Can you imagine? And Krishna protected him. Krishna will always protect us. Krishna is always there, and he's always going to protect us. Krishna will always, even you leave your body, Krishna is going to protect you, and Krishna is going to save you. Because we're a spirit soul. The body is Dukaila Mashashvatam. Marj Yudhisthira, the end of the purport, Prabhupada said that Marj Yudhisthira understood that everything was temporary and a little bit, or a bit, miserable. Dukaila Mashashvatam, Bhagavad Gita says. So we take the opportunity to be more and more Krishna consciousness, to study the Bhagavatam more fervently, more seriously, not to be frivolous. But Srila Prabhupada said that we should just become more and more serious and sincere, very serious and sincere about Krishna consciousness. Lose our frivolity. That's difficult because we lived a life of frivolity. Growing up in the suburbs of America or South America or India, the suburbs of Mumbai, we were very frivolous. But now is time to become serious and sincere and understand this material world is Dukaila Mashashvatam. And if we take that opportunity that Krishna is giving, then like Marj Yudhisthira and the Pandavas, we'll be given the opportunity to return back home, back to Godhead. All glories to Sri Guru and Gaurangu. I lost all my blood, every ounce. So I was thinking, what more? They put it back in somebody else's. This is a joke. I need to see the video.
What did I do with my last lives?
Yeah, I lose my entire blood. I must have really tortured myself. No, I'm not. I got this, I think. Oh, actually,
I did. Did that picture of you? No.
Like a...
머리 보세요.